Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, October 18th, 2005. Today's message is titled Pastoral Appreciation. The scripture text that I use today primarily is from 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 13. Now we ask you, brothers, to respect those who work hard among you, who are over you in the Lord and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard in love because of their work. This month is a time we are encouraged to express our appreciation to pastors and, more broadly, to those in the clergy. After serving for 25 years in active pastoral ministry, I am so grateful for the many occasions the churches I served were kind enough to bless me with words, acts, and gifts of appreciation during this time. Brooksine and I sure have some great memories of these kind expressions. One of the earliest that comes to mind goes way back to the early 80s when the church presented me with a huge cardboard tennis racket, and I was forced to carry it through the small town we lived in into the sports store to redeem it for a real racket. I was a lot skinnier back then. In early 2001, we knew how important it was when we moved from pastoral service to the chaplaincy ministry to promptly get involved in a good local church. We began attending a small, friendly country church near our home and have been a part of this church now for nearly 5 years. Our church recently transitioned from one pastor to another, and I expect to continue to be blessed by our new pastor, and hopefully I will be a blessing as well. Pastors are under severe attack. Some are burned out. Many are so discouraged. And some maligned. How they need the local church's heeding of the daily text. Now we ask you, brothers, to respect those who work hard among you, who are over you in the Lord, and to admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard, in love, because of their work. So what can you do to bless and support your pastor? Well, I want to share a couple starters in this podcast. Don't compare him with others. Look to his strengths, not what you perceive as weaknesses. Don't participate in negative criticisms concerning him. Speak specific words of appreciation and encouragement to him and about him. Be loyal and pray for him. I want to end with two scripture verses today. Obey your leaders and submit to their authority. They keep watch over you as men who must give an account. Obey them so that their work will be a joy, not a burden, for that would be of no advantage to you. That's Hebrews 13:17. And in 1 Timothy 5, verse 17, we read, "The elders who direct the affairs of the church well are worthy of double honor, especially those whose work is preaching and teaching." Well, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast. It's a lovely Tuesday morning as I prepare this, and I'm not sure where you'll be, when you'll be listening to it or where you're at. And that's one of the neat things about the internet. I know there are readers, anyway, of the encouragement message for many years. I've heard from all countries all around the world, and I'm sure it'll eventually happen with this podcast. I'm writing here from rural South Central Pennsylvania, sharing with you today, where it's just a lovely day, just some hints of fall out there. Specifically, I'm looking at a maple in the distance that it's a brilliant, beginning to turn a brilliant color of gold. And the maples, of course, particularly the sugar maples, are so beautiful. Well, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast. More material is placed on the site today, dailyencouragement.net. This is a ministry that has been going since 1996 when I emailed just a couple of people in the church I served up in New England at that time, and now has grown, and the most recent edition has been this podcast. Well, there are several additional materials on the website today, and if you click on dailyencouragement.net on the 18th of October, you will see these materials right on the main page. If you come across this after that, just go to Archives and click on the encouragement for 10-18-05. Brooksine has a humorous note regarding her memory of both that experience I allude to with the tennis racket, as well as just the blessings of so many through the years of our service for the Lord. She also offers a prayer. I have a link up to a prayer that I have prayed publicly for our pastors, and I know it has been used as well. This was going back several years, and it's a prayer that basically is pre-written, that all you need to do is fill in the blanks with your pastor's name. Certainly I encourage you to further edit it, further personalize it if you can, but it might be a starter for a beautiful service. I suggest the board gathering around the pastor and his wife, perhaps the board and their wives, and that can be a beautiful experience, and share this prayer or one like it with them. Also on the website today, there are additional resources for ideas regarding Clergy Appreciation Month, as it's called, or Pastoral Appreciation Month. It used to be a particular Sunday, and I believe it's expanded now to being an entire month. It's a great time, I can say, as a pastor, how I appreciated it. I'm going to put one other resource up on the web today. I'm just going to put up a portion of a sermon that I have preached, actually the sermon notes, as I preach to churches that are going to begin to have a pastor, a new pastor, I should say, and it's one of what we can expect from a pastor and what a pastor can expect from us. It's a simple sermon. My notes are not extensive, and it'll just give you some thoughts if you care to look at that. There'll be a link on the site. In fact, as I'm preparing today, I don't even have that up yet, so I'll be scrambling here for a few moments to get that up. If it's not up when you check the site, just check back later, and it will be up there. Have a great day today. Stay faithful and encouraged.